We've seen a 50% reduction in pesticide exceedances since 2017, which is great to see. However, as you mentioned there, we are still detecting pesticide in our drinking water supplies, and there have been late exceedances of pesticides recently in 2024. So we're just asking pesticide users as they come to the close of the spraying period to be mindful of the water supplies and don't spray pesticide in close proximity to drains and rivers and streams, and always watch out for the rain forecast as well, and please don't use whenever rain is due, and follow the best practice advice, read the label and advice from your agriculture advisor. Specifically in this time of year, there may be more rainfall and it can lead to the pesticide being running off to rivers and streams, and one drop of pesticide entering a stream can be detected at a water treatment plant up to 30 kilometres away. So we're just really using this campaign to remind pesticide users to adhere to best practices to protect our water supplies.
And can you explain how even a small amount of pesticide can impact our local drinking water?
So there are very stringent drinking water limits for pesticides. It's 0.1 microgram per litre. And that's equivalent to one drop of pesticide in an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So just even one drop of pesticide that makes its way to a water course, maybe it's been sprayed by accident or runoff into a water course, can lead to an exceedance. We do report every exceedance of this 0.1 microgram per litre to the HSC and the EPA. And the levels that we are detecting in our water supplies, the feedback from the HSC is that they do not represent a risk to public health. However, it's undesirable to have pesticides in your drinking water. So we're just asking all users to be mindful of the water supplies and the rivers and streams that feed these water supplies whenever they're using pesticides.
And what are the key things farmers and landowners should keep in mind before spraying?
So I suppose for farmers and landowners and other pesticide users such as greenkeepers and amenity users, be mindful of whether pesticide need to be used at all. There are added benefits to biodiversity. If pesticide do need to be used, just always follow the advice of your farm advisor. Always read the back of the label. Just know where all your watercourses and drains are and keep a good buffer when spraying pesticides. And also don't use if rain is due or just directly after rain as well. And that will help us to ensure that our drinking waters the pesticides are limited to entering our drinking water supplies.
And where can people go to get advice or support if they're unsure about pesticide use or alternatives?
There's great advice there for pesticide users on the Department of Agriculture and Food and Marine's website. They've got great resources on that there for farmers. They can reach out to their agricultural advisors as well. And for the general public as well, there's information on Ishgara's website and also on the Department of Agriculture's website as well.